At the San Diego Zoo, when an endangered species dies, they run out and harvest and freeze its genetic material. Then they file it away in a lab they call the Frozen Zoo. And that's just what they did with Anjelifu, a northern white rhino, when he died at 44 back in December. Only 5 northern white rhinos remain, and researchers want that DNA. Critics say the problem is about habitat, not about daring rescue of rhinos. Dr. Barbara Durant is director of reproductive physiology at the San Diego Zoo's Institute for Conservation Research, and she disagrees with the skeptics.
We are not in the business of bringing back T-Rex or woolly mammoth. We are in the business of bringing back animals that are living, that are on the brink of extinction due to human interference. We have a real responsibility to save them from extinction, to save the genetic diversity. Biodiversity on this planet is the most important resource we can save.
Let's say in the case of the northern white rhino, only 5 of them are living. You can't breed in a lab a surviving herd, a brand new population to repopulate the earth. That's not going to happen. So some of your critics say, what's the point of what you're doing? You're going to breed another one that's going to live in a zoo?
Actually, there is a place for them to go. There is native habitat available for them to go. So northern white rhinos could be reintroduced. And if we only had the 5 individuals that are existing, it would be a much greater challenge. But we actually have cells from 12 individual northern white rhinos, which more than doubles the genetic diversity that we have in the extant or living population. Let's take, for example, the Przewalski horse. It was down to about 12 individuals. We were able to, through captive management, captive breeding, bring that population up and find a place that's secure for them in the wild. And we now have animals roaming free in Escandinava, Russia.
So tell me what happens when an endangered animal, let's say an endangered northern white rhino, dies, unfortunately. You snap into action.
We do. Every second counts. As soon as we can get to that animal, we can recover the most viable reproductive cells, and we can process them and get them into the freezer for safekeeping.
You get them into the freezer just as sperm and egg. Are they combined into zygotes or stem cells? What exactly are you saving?
Well, in the case of our recent death with Anjelifu, being a male, he only had sperm cells. We collected sperm cells, but we also collected skin cells, also his testicular tissue, cells from other organs in his body, all of which can be converted into stem cells.
It's one thing to take frozen sperm or egg, use it in a living animal to make offspring. It's a completely other thing if the living animals can't reproduce or are extinct to make a whole new animal. That's only been done in mice and with very limited success. So where is this headed for large animals like a rhino or a big monkey?
Well, it certainly is a challenge. The same principles that applied in producing those mice will be applied here, but we have the added advantage in that we do have sperm, and hopefully we will have eggs in the future. So we may have those native germ cells that we can do in vitro fertilization and make embryos and then do an embryo transfer into the very, very closely related southern white rhino.
You know, Dr. Durant, as I was reading about your research, I had some mixed emotions. I wonder if you share them. The science is remarkable. On the other hand, it's really depressing that it's come to this, that people like you and your colleagues have to collect sperm and eggs from dying animals in a desperate hope to preserve them with laboratory science when their habitat has been destroyed.
I sympathize with your feelings. We have those feelings ourselves, of course. But if we didn't do this, what's the alternative? Just stand by and watch these animals go extinct. There have already been many, many species that have gone extinct, not by our hand. We are not talking about bringing those animals back. We're talking about animals that are living right now, that we have caused to reach the brink of extinction.
Dr. Barbara Durant is Director of Reproductive Physiology at the San Diego Zoo's Institute for Conservation Research, otherwise known as the Frozen Zoo. Dr. Durant, thank you.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.